people in the real world. Now, if they were out there saying things contra mundum, against the world, right? That's the Latin. If they were contra mundum, and they were out there saying things about, hey, this LGBT infatuation is bad. Souls are going to perish. They're going to fall like snowflakes into hell, as Our Lady told those children at Fatima during the apparitions at Fatima. If they were out there contra mundum and were saying, hey, you know, these teenagers that are all mutilating themselves with their parents' permission, parents, that's a sinful thing to do. Don't do it. Do it. You're ruining your kids' lives. If they were contra mundum and saying these things, then you would say, well, hey, that's what they're supposed to do. Remember in the Gospels, as this world has denied me, so it will deny you. They're doing the exact opposite. They're craving and they're actually getting the human respect now. It's only the very small coterie of Catholic laity and even smaller percentage of ordained priests and bishops that see this for what it is, are gravely alarmed, and are shedding tears on their knees and begging God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, patron saints, the Mother of God, to make it stop. These people, in other words, are being egged on. This defies a natural explanation. And since we know that the supernatural explanation would be they would be contra mundum, against the world, and since they're not, since they are with it, even though they've been trained, took orders, for heaven's sakes, had indelible marks placed upon their souls that cannot be removed, they've fallen into the enemy's hands. There's no other way to explain this. It is a supernatural event we are witnessing. You're seeing what open infatuation and, in some cases, possession actually looks like. Now, better chart their out. They're not out there screaming. Their heads are spinning around and not spitting up green vomit. Why would they? They're welcoming the demons. You're like, oh, this is what it's like to have one of you. Oh, this is awesome. Look at all the people that love me now. And this is exactly what should be expected from the war that began, that culminated in its trademark now. This is trademark. Its trademark ecclesiastical accomplishment. No, not the flight of Luther from the faith, not the beginnings of the Reformation and the Protestant revolt in England and across Europe, not the rise of Islam. None of those can measure up to the signature accomplishment